Good afternoon, family. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., Senior Pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, Indiana, where we are not just another church, but we are a culturally conscious, Christ-centered church committed to the community. We are unashamedly Black and unapologetically Christian. And here I am again on the Region's Choice and the People's Voice with your afternoon affirmation. So let's get right to it. The priest, professor, and theologian, author, Henry Nouwen, tells how he was attending the circus and was drawn to a particular act. It was the trapeze act. After watching them perform, Henry said he got to know them. He found out that trapeze artists usually use a safety net, but even falling into a safety net can be dangerous and fatal. He watched the flyer. The flyer is the one who does all the magnificent flips, twists, and somersaults in midair. He watched the flyer climb the steps of the long ladder. He watched the flyer mount the platform and grasp the trapeze. The flyer then leaps off the platform, swinging through the air, using his body for more momentum to swing with increasing speed and increasing height. The other person on the other side is the catcher, and the catcher hangs from his knees on another trapeze with his hands free to reach out and grab the flyer. The moment of truth comes when the flyer lets go. The flyer sails through the air, letting go of all support and has no connection to the earth. The flyer nimbly and gracefully performs a somersault or two while in midair. Think about that for a moment. There is nothing that at that moment to keep the flyer from plunging to his death. And at the precise moment, the catcher swings into view. He has been meticulously timing his arrival for this very moment. The catcher arches perfectly and arrives just as the flyer loses momentum and is beginning to descend. His hands clasped upon the arms of the flyer. The flyer cannot see the catcher because everything is a blur. Yet the flyer feels himself snatched in midair, and the catcher takes the flyer home. And the flyer is always grateful and glad that the catcher caught him at just the right time again. The average person thinks that the star of the act is the flyer with his somersaults, his flips, and his twists in the air. But the true star is the catcher. You see, in reality, the flyer does nothing, but the catcher does everything. The flyer stretches out his arms and waits. The flyer must trust with outstretched arms that the catcher will be there at just the right time. Can I tell you, beloved, that you are the flyer in life and Jesus is the catcher? So go ahead and ascend the stairs of your dreams, mount the deck of your determination, and grasp the trapeze of tremendous expectations. And don't let fear freeze you, don't let doubt distract you, and don't let uncertainty undermine you. Learn to let go and leap from your platform of great possibility, allowing yourself to sail through the air on elevated aspirations, and with outstretched arms, know that you can trust your catcher, Jesus, to be there at just the precise moment. Life may be a blur sometimes. You may feel like you have no connection to anything or anyone stable and solid as you sail along. But with outstretched arms, say with the psalmist, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Stretch out your arm and wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Know that your catcher, Jesus, has perfect timing. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And just when it seems like life is descending on you, know that your catcher Jesus will snatch you while in midair to safety. Let me say it like this. You can trust the Lord's heart when you can't trace the Lord's hands. And if I were in church, I'd add this glad word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and God will direct your path. And Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In other words, no, you are not in a circus under the big top, but you are in the greatest show on earth, and that is your life, demonstrating to the world what true faith really looks like. Be encouraged. Make it a great day, because I'm so glad the tomb was empty. I'm Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ, bidding you goodbye for this time.